The truth lives.
Political Bombshell, starring Rashawn Blyden.
This one is dedicated for all the workers that work 9 to 5. And you wanna party? Yeah. Hey, it's Friday. Let's party tonight. Party, baby. It's Friday, yes it is. Gonna party,
and I'm gonna party and get my groove on.
Get my groove on.
It's Friday,
it's Friday, baby. Baby, baby.
And I'm gonna party till the break of dawn.
Yes I am, yes I am.
Welcome to Political Bomb Show. TGIF, Rashawn Blyden here. 323-835-1123, or you can visit politicalbombshow.cf. Today I'm going to be talking about DOT laws. I think that it needs to be discussed. And this is more of an isolated topic, but I feel it definitely needs to be discussed. I'm going to particularly focus on MA DOT law, but they adopted the federal regulation. So this can be a show for all truck drivers. We need to know our rights, because it's not good if you drive for a living and you're doing crazy amount of hours, which is illegal, I'm quite sure, but we will get into that later, man. Let's get into some news, shall we? Africa's youngest billionaire kidnapped. Let's see what is going on here. So Africa's youngest billionaire was kidnapped outside of a luxury hotel, and this happened on Thursday while heading into a luxury hotel for his morning workout. According to reports, Mohamed Mo De Dioji was abducted outside the Oceanfront Coliseum Hotel and fitness club in Dar es Salaam, Tanzania. The kidnappers, two of whom were described as white men, fired shots into the air before peeling off with Dioji in the car, witness said. Dioji, 43, has a net worth of $1.5 billion. Let's see, are they demanding money? I don't know. Doesn't really say. It's probably too soon to tell. It says three people have been arrested in connection with the kidnapping, and two are believed to be foreign nationals, police say. So they don't say if he, I don't think he was, they haven't found him. So, very crazy world we live in. Very crazy, man. Bar owners launch beer for dogs. Come on, what? Why bother reading that? Really? Beer for dogs. Let me just look at this. Just because it's Friday and it's a light day, you don't want to get too news heavy. I'm gonna do this silly story. Let's see what's inside of this beer. Houston, when Megan and Steve long tell friends and customers about their newest venue, Good Boy Dog Beer, more often than not, they're met with three questions. One, is it really for dogs? Yes. Two, is it alcoholic? No. Three, can I drink it? Sure. That sure doesn't convince me. That's what's in it. The beer doesn't exactly dance on a human palate thanks to a complete lack of sodium. But that was never the intention. The Longs, who owned Henderson Heights Bar in the 6th Ward and Reserve 101 downtown, wanted to create a new product that mixed two of their favorite things on the planet, beer and dogs. I mean, who's gonna, I am not take, if, you know, when I become a dog owner again, I'm not buying my dog beer. Stupid. Scrap the idea, guy. CNN. Trump exploited a man who's clearly not okay. Well, let's see. CNN political commentators S.E. Cup criticized President Trump Oval Office meeting with hip-hop star Kanye West Thursday, accusing him of exploiting a man who's clearly not okay. So in plain English, they're saying that he exploited a crazy man. And I wasn't gonna go to sound bites this early, but I have some sound bites. Let's listen to him. It doesn't sound crazy to me. He's making quite the sense. Let's start with this one, 71. He's making sense to me. Let's start off. You tell me. Does it sound like he's?
So get rid of Air Force One. Can we get rid of Air Force One? No, you don't like that.
Well, we're gonna have Apple, American company, work on this plane with. But you know what I don't like about? It's not that I don't like what I need Saturday Night Live to improve on, or what I need the liberals to improve on is, if he don't look good, we don't look good. This is our president. He has to be the freshest, the flyest planes, the best factories, and we have to make our core be in power. We have to bring jobs into America, because our best export is entertainment and ideas. But when we make everything in China and not in America, then we're cheating on our country.
That doesn't sound crazy to me. That sounds quite coherent. Let's listen to one more bite from him.
We also, as black people, we have to take a responsibility for what we're doing. We kill each other more than police officers. And that's not saying that the police officer is not an issue, because they are in a position of power. But sometimes they're in placement of law enforcement. They need to be law power. It's force versus power. When you shouldn't have to force people to do that. So a lot of times the police officer is sitting there, they're being forced to do this and forced to do that block, and then they force somebody into something and force something. We have to release the love throughout the entire country and give opportunities. A lot of times it's just the overall lack of reparations that we, at any given point, we say, oh, this is racist, this is racist, this is racist, this is racist. So we don't have the reparations, but we have the 13th Amendment. We got to open up the whole conversation. So, and that's a move, one of the moves that I love that liberals try to do. The liberal will try to control a black person through the concept of racism, because they know that we are very proud, emotional people. So when I said I like Trump to like someone that's liberal, they'll say, oh, but he's racist. You think racism can control me? Oh, that don't stop me. That's an invisible wall.
And I agree with that. It's definitely an invisible wall to me. When someone tells me that, it doesn't faze me at all. It's a way of trying to shut someone down. And you're not going to shut me down. You're picking the wrong person if you think you're going to silence me. Oh, no. You got to get to stepping, because I will not waver in how I feel. It's just not going to happen. So forget about it. It's not going to happen. Not going to happen. While I'm on sound bites, apparently musicians out there, are you a musician? Hello, musicians. Trump did something that's gonna make you very happy. And if it doesn't make you happy, nothing will make you happy. So musicians, I want you to listen up to this.
I know you've been waiting for this for a long time, you folks, right? For a long time. Hi, Shelley. Hi, everybody. They've been working on this for years and years and years, and I guess certain entertainers have been taken advantage of, but no longer. Because of Trump. Can you believe it? Who would think? Who would think? But I know so many of you. I mean, it's just great. And I definitely know your music. And you've done a great job. I'm thrilled to welcome all of you to the White House today and the signing of the Hatch Goodlatte. You know Hatch and you know Goodlatte, don't you? Terrific guys. I guess I didn't know you liked music that much. Aren't you? Huh? The Hatch Goodlatte Music Modernization Act. This is a landmark bill. They've been looking for it for many, many years to protect the intellectual property and creative genius of America's incredible musicians.
So, how could you not like that? How could you not like that? You know? Very good stuff here. Very, very good. All right, let's keep it moving. Creator of excrement media men, but they don't use say excrement, they use the word S and N and T. And creator of that media men list sued for defamation. Let's see. Sued for defamation. I never even heard of this guy. On Wednesday, Stephen Elliott filed a lawsuit against Maura Donegan, the creator of the excrement media men list, in which he asked for $1,500 in $1,500,000 in damages, alleging that this is inclusion on the list. So this is the actual, it's an ish list, basically is what it is. That's what it is. Where is this list? Am I on this list? I don't know. Anyways. Whatever. But we do need stronger libel laws. I did a show on that already, so it's not like I'm repeating myself. DNA database can ID most Americans. Send police hackers to your door. Employees on Vegas Strip fear being replaced. Why? By robots? Yep, it sure is. As soon as I look at it, robots can now leap upstairs. Huh, let me see the footage. It says they have footage. I want to see a robot leap upstairs. Let's see what they got here. Come on, don't show me. Come on, just show it to me. I got ads running right now. Okay, here we go. This looks like it. This looks like okay, here we go. Let's see. Come on, let's see this robot leap upstairs. Huh. Come on, just to me it looks like it doesn't. This doesn't even look like a robot. Honestly, it looks like I don't know how to describe it. Get to the park where it leaps upstairs, please. Come on. Let's go. Show me where it leaps upstairs. Alright, I had enough of this. Enough of this! Okay, what else we got here? Okay, so harrowing 7G ballistic reentry. What is this about? Space station astronauts. Okay. have and have nots divide increases in NYC. I love ya. Kanye hugs at the White House. I saw that already. Kanye hugs. Yes, we saw it. At the tongue. Lena Dunham, HBO, face rare failure as new series gets critical roasting. I've never watched her. I don't care about her. Not in the least. A lot of Kanye in the news. MAGA hat makes me feel like Superman. Miracle escape for space station astronaut. Next, Netflix American Idol. What's this about? I'm not watching American Idol on Netflix. Netflix reveals what? Come on, skip to the thing. Come on. What does Netflix reveal? Stupid ad. Netflix reveals first unscripted music series. I don't care. Get out of there. Okay, No Escape. The robot can now leap upstairs. I read that already. Why did they just changed the headline by the same stupid story. Russian launches criminal investigations in the space station. Saudi crown prince carefully managed rise hides dark side. Savage warns, stop the mob or nation will fall. Let's see. It sounds like Michael Savage. Yes, it is. Stop Mass Hysteria by Michael Savage. So far, the book has got a 4 stars out of 5. From what I'm seeing here. And let's just read what it says in his new book, Stop Mass Hysteria. Number one New York Times bestseller author Michael Savage calls out the mass hysteria mongers and their methods, and shows Americans that we must look to the history to understand the present and avoid repeating the same mistakes of the past. So, you want to check that out? Go ahead and check it out. Okay, what else we got? Schwarzenegger apologizes for using phrase girly man. You're a girly man. You're acting like a girly man now. You gotta apologize for that? Get out of my face. Scientists breed mice with same-sex parents? Okay, I'm not even going there. I'm not going there. Skip right past that. 6th abducted. That's just the same African billionaire. Okay. Okay. Let's see what else. Anything? I gotta tell you, today is like a Friday that I just want to just chill and relax. I ordered some wireless headphones, and I really and truly was leaning towards the AirPods, but the problem is I don't like white headphones because they get dirty and Apple just will not budge. They just keep bringing the headphones in white every year, white, and with headphones you gotta have a mixture of colors, at least white and black, at least give me those two colors. But they did not. And I also heard rumors that AirPod 2 might come out ending of this year and or 2019, and there are rumors to be colors. So I had to get something in the interim because I'm at a job where I'm driving a lot, so I need to be something hands-free in plain English. So I really wanted the AirPods, but I don't want them in white, and that's all that's available. You have a company called Colorize or some such thing where they can take your, excuse me, your white AirPods and paint them pretty much any color. So with me, when I'm looking into something, I always spend hours and just looking after review after review after review after review and make a decision. And my decision was, there are people complaining, and I've seen it, saw it with my eyes, where the paint, it chips and it doesn't look good. So I'm not gonna do it. So I found this company called Treblab, 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 and never heard of them. And so naturally I was like, I don't know. So I typed in the exact model, and let's see if I can find the exact model. The Treblab X5, that is what I went with. Someone's interrupting my show, and all he did is, what a dummy, he copied the lyrics to my hit song and texted to me the entire song. What a dummy. Okay, I'm not gonna bother. Let's turn this volume down. I don't know what the volume is doing up. Turn that down, turn it mute. And so what I did is I looked up Treblab X5 reviews on YouTube, because I use YouTube for a lot, basically. Like when I want to buy something, I will go on YouTube, because YouTube, there are people, like, you know, real people who actually bought the products, or reviewers where companies send a review, you send something free for in exchange for reviews, which those I don't like too much, because not to say they're going to give it a good review because they send it. Some give bad reviews, but I rather someone like myself who have it. And so I'll sit there, and the reviews on this Treblab X5, well, first of all, retail is $80, which is really good. But I found a coupon, I searched, because via one of the reviewers, he said that he got his for like $60, or yeah, for about $60, because he found a coupon on Facebook or something. I don't use Facebook like that. So what I did is I went to the search engine, I typed in Treblab promos and found a 20% off. So I got one for $63, and they ship for free. These things, basically, from what I gathered from all the reviews, is, and I heard for myself, the music sounds amazing through these things. They last 6 hours on one charge, and then you get another 6 hours, so it's a 12 hours. And that's a lot. And I think they said if you do a quick charge for 15 minutes, I think you get an hour or 3 hours out of it. I can't remember, but they look amazing. They're black, and you know, they look slick. And so in the interim, while I'm waiting for the AirPod 2, I will be using these. So the only thing that anyone said about it that was, I don't know, wouldn't really call it a negative, is that compared to the AirPods, as far as phone calls go, it's not as good. But it's saying that it's not bad either. So I weighed my pros and cons, and that's what I did. All right, so let's see. Turks Recordings prove Khashoggi murder. I can't even, I'm not even sure who that is. We are living in a very dangerous time. Oh, this is Savage Book again. Stop the, that's the mass hysteria. Winter comes early. Chicago temperatures dip to in the 20s. Wow. Which is the hex Kavanaugh in occult ritual? I'm not going to read any more into that. Let's move right along. World's longest flight takes off 9,534 miles in 19 hours. Adolescent drops tens of millions more to save Republicans. I mean, Adelson? Who's Adelson? Adelson drops tens of millions more to save Republicans. Okay, let's see what this is all about. I don't even know who Adelson is. Does anyone know who Adelson is? I don't know who this is. It's okay, I'm seeing a picture of him. I can't tell if this is a wheelchair or is he sitting down. He has a cane. But anyway, his name is Las Vegas casino mogul Sheldon Adelson. Recent donations could make him the biggest GOP donor of 2018 election cycle. How much did he donate? Las Vegas casino mogul Sheldon Adelson is pumping tens of millions of dollars more into Republican Party coffers in an 11th hour push to save their congressional majorities, according to two Senator Republicans familiar with the donation. So there you have that. That's pretty good. Pretty good. BBC chief slams Netflix. Algorithm don't take creative risks. Let's see. This is from the Telegraph. BBC chief accuses Netflix of failing to take risks because its decisions are made by robots. The BBC has heart where Netflix has only the only have greed for data gathering. In the BBC's most damning critic yet of the US media giants, Moore said, "So much of what's driven the rapid change in our industry is about technology, not creativity." I have to agree with that. I agree. Dow loses 1,000 points in days. Fear is not a proper motivator. Michelle O returns to the spotlight. No 2020. Let's see. Michelle Obama rejects Holder and Hillary's comments about civility. Former First Lady, I use the word lady loosely. Michelle rejects the comments. Miss Obama joined the Today Show for a Thursday morning interview, and host Savannah Guthrie asked about recent comments from Holder about kicking Republicans and from Clinton about dismissing civility with the other side. You were famous at the Democratic convention for saying, "When they go low, we go high." And just this week, the former Attorney General Holder, blah, 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 don't care, no thank you. No thank you. I do not want to hear from you. Okay, 3-2. Media bonkers for Beto. Worship like Obama. No 2020 for Michelle Maybell. Oh boy, Trump on way to easy re-election, someone says here. I have to agree with that. Wall Street wild. Dow loses 1,000 points. Wiki downloads. Portal service wants Amazon to pay more. Give me more. Ring my bell. Ding-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling. Boo. You can ring my bell anytime, any place. Ring it, ring it, ring it, ring it, ring it, ring it, ring my bell. Okay, I am very, very tired. Sharks unleashed on the shore. Okay, I just may do another Saturday show because I had fun doing a Saturday show, which is going to make this show short because the next segment is going to be the last segment, and I'm going to talk about laws for DOT when I get back.
Really bad period. a totally crazy, insecure, childish, evil maniac turned into the devil and is now in the process of wiping out all of mankind.
Oh. Okay. Shoot. This was kind of important. I'll just try her back later. Thanks.
Killer, stop this madness.
God, do you want Jesus?
Yes, and since you murdered me, I've risen in peace for this. I came to say sorry and bring you this kitty.
Oh, empty, it's so sweet. Look at this stupid thing.
Now God, her guard is down.
It's time to end this now. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, now.
Welcome, welcome back. Political Bomb Show, Rayshawn Blyden here. Let's get to our main topic, and which is my traffic. Let's get to the main topic about DOT laws. Because it's very, very... It's a bad sign when companies don't abide by these rules. And people are going to get hurt. So... let's start off with an update for U.S. DOT number on trucks, new rules for Massachusetts companies. Okay, update. Massachusetts State Police have agreed to delay strict enforcement of the new state markings. Okay, I don't really want to talk about the trucks. So we're not going to read this one. This is about the trucks. I came up about the regulations. So let's hop to it. Particularly in the case where a driver doesn't get enough rest, adequate rest. That's what I'm interested in. Like if you're forced to work, how much hours are you supposed to drive without getting rest? So let's see. MA DOT adopts federal regulations. This affects MA commercial vehicles and business owners. We have found a fairly new regulation by Massachusetts DOT, and let's see, where is it? Let's see. It is talking about commercial vehicles, what's considered. I'm looking for, see here, bear with me, I'm still looking. It's not in this article. That's not, this isn't going very well, is it? Okay, OSHA, trucking company fired driver for refusing to violate safety regulations. Let's see, what is this all about? Are they going to tell us the company? This was in Boston. A truck driver concerned he couldn't complete his delivery from Massachusetts to New Jersey and back without violating federal safety regulation and putting himself and others at risk, thought he'd devise a solution to deliver his cargo on time and comply with the regulations. Instead of thanking him, his employer fired him. In doing so, NFI Interactive Logistics Inc. violated the anti-relation provisions of the Surface Transportation Assistance Act. Okay, what is this? That's act. That sounds like an act that all the companies that I know. Whistleblower protection for commercial motor vehicle workers. So apparently that the truck driver and other workers affecting commercial motor vehicle. So he blew the whistle and they fired him. So what, let's see here. It says here, protect, what is retaliation? Retaliation is an adverse action against an employee because of the activity protected by STAA. Retaliation can include several types of actions, such as firing or laying off, blacklisting, demoting, denying overtime or promotion, disciplining, denying benefits, failing to hire or rehire, intimidation, reassignment, affecting promotion prospects. Boy, does this sound familiar, like somewhere I know. Let's see here. Well, I'm trying to find specifics, but when you work dead dog tired hours, it's really hard to find anything because you're dead tired. And my eyes are running. Where are they running to? Shut up. I knew that was coming. U.S. Express trucking. Okay, DOT laws for truck drivers. DOT laws for truck drivers. Let's rephrase it. Maybe I worded it wrong. Let's put... lettering required. Let's see. How many hours can truck drivers drive? Do you hear? That's probably Zoom barking. How many hours? Okay. Interstate Truck Driver's Guide to Hours of Service. Okay, this sounds interesting. Wait, how many hours? Let's read this one. So seriously, what are the rules? Okay. There are four major rules, and a driver must comply with them all. Okay, but what if the driver, what if the company is forcing them not to comply? That's my issue. The 11-hour rule. We break that every day. A driver is not allowed to drive more than 11 consecutive hours. We break that every day. Before he must take a 10-hour off-duty or sleeper break. Not happening where we are. Once a driver has exhausted his 11 hours of driving, he can get a fresh 11 hours by taking 10 hours off duty or sleep break. Huh. The 14-hour rule. A driver is not allowed to work and drive more than 14 hours before he must take a 10-hour off duty or sleep a break. This rule is more complicated than the 11-hour rule. The 14-hour clock is a fixed window. In other words, once a driver comes on duty to start his shift, he gets 14 hours to drive and no more. The 30-minute rule, what is this? The relatively new rule states a driver cannot drive past 8 hours of duty until he takes a 30-minute off duty. Okay. And so this is pretty much telling me that the company is breaking so many rules, and it's not right. They don't care about you. They really don't. So, I say, get them where it hurts. Hit them where it hurts. That's what I say. So, like I said, it's going to be a quick segment because I can't keep going on because I should be resting. I drove way past what's allowed, and I have to be back in a short space of time. So I will bid you adieu. Have a good weekend.
Here we go. Friday. I'm so happy it's Friday. I'm so happy it's Friday. Fly across the sky. Friday.
Have a great weekend. See you.
Political corruption from the nation. A new sheriff coming into town. No politician is allowed. They're all too corrupted. Political bomb, political bomb, so corrupt people, let's go. Political bomb, so come on people, let's go.